I was a warrior. This man came out of nowhere that he saved me time and time and time again in my life. And I'll tell you, his name is Jesus. He came and he grabbed me right there. Just as he came to Hadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and pulled me out by the collar of my shirt. And he said, stay behind the rock. I didn't understand what the rock is all about. That day, the courage came over me. I carried Muhammad through on my back and ran toward the Syrian border. The Israelis start hitting me. I can feel the bullets going. Boop. His head was exploding. His body was taking all this. Muhammad became my shield. The man that I'm supposed to save his life, he saved my life. You say, why are you telling me something like this? Because my life was different and I came to America not because I loved you. I came for a purpose and I was scarred and I have an enemy and I was going to change your world from within because you are the enemy of God. Lord, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. In the year 2004, there's an imam who's driving on a Concord bridge. He came out of his car, he parked his van. He came out and he had a camcorder and he was taking a film of the bridge infrastructure. His wife was filming the bridge too. They did several spots. Two policemen were off duty. They were driving and saw what happened. They said, why are these men driving the Concord Bridge? Concord Bridge is the bridge that links Virginia to Maryland. And what happened is the biggest bridge in the United States of America, I think. So what happened is the police called their plate and they checked the plate and his name is Imam Ibrahim Al-Abrasi. He was wanted for raising funds for terrorism. They said, arrest him. So as they tried to arrest him, his wife tried to run away and they stopped her and they captured them. In the car, they found films of military installations, forestry, burning. That's what see happen in Israel and many other countries. Silos of agricultures, electric grids, nuclear manufacturers, school systems, buses in their car. He said, Kamal, you have to prove this. You told me about everything, and you have to prove this to me because this is a junk. You want to find it? Don't believe me. Everything I'm saying, do not believe, because if you believe me, shame on you. Go check it for yourself. It's called Google. Go to Google and start Googling things. It is in what's so-called the Holy Land Foundation trial. Google that, and what you'll find out, it's amazing. Who are these people? You'll find CARE name over there, ISNA over there, all those Muslim organizations that came, protested outside the mayor's office, you know, breakfast. They're part of them. Their name is mentioned in this. Why are they protesting? In the name of peace, they came to destroy this nation. What kind of peace is this? It's called Fatoush. Mixed things together. Complex carbohydrates. When they went to his house and they broke into his house, they found in the basement, there's a sub-basement dug by hand. And they found what's so-called the memorandum. Google the Holy Land Foundation trial memorandum. Google it. Everyone must write it on your hand. Pinch your hand so you remember. Slap your face. Do something. Just Google it and see what happened. And you'll see all those organizations in your neighborhood, their name is mentioned there. And that's why they want to kill the messenger so he will not open your eyes on the truth. And in a memorandum it says, the brotherhood, the Muslim brotherhood, or Ikhwan, which is Ikhwan Muslimin, must understand their work in America is the kind of grand jihad, meaning Islamic holy war, is to eliminate and destroy the Western civilization from within. And by sabotaging its miserable house by their hand, by the American people's hand, and the hand of the Muslim believers. so that eliminated and God, religion, Islam is victorious over all religions. Without this level of understanding, we are not up to this challenge and we have not prepared ourselves for jihad yet. It is the Muslim destiny and duty to perform holy jihad. How are they going to do it? That's the best part. This is where the icing is. Woo-hoo. It says, because they see the way they are going to destroy the Western civilization from within by the hand, by their hand, meaning turning the American people against the American people so they can separate the nation and the nation start dividing and fighting the nations. Just as you saw, American people were sitting with these people out there protesting with them. They come in to protect the Islamists and they don't know who the Islamists are. If they know what they have done in the past, they will not sit near them because it is scary. It's a murdering spirit. And it says, they attend to get our senior citizenship government leader. They attend to get the government leadership. And guess what? They have. I'm here to tell you, they have. It is in there. The filling is in there. I'm going to leave it there. The second part. They attend to get our religious organizations. Today we have Chrislamic churches. Chrislam is fighting against the Christians. These Chrislamic are fighting, the interfaith movement, fighting for the Muslim against the church. As we sat down outside in the call in the Ford Field, 37,000 men and women were praying for the Muslims. 6 hours. We didn't pray that Lord enlighten them with a new killer bomb. We prayed that God will enlighten them with the love of Jesus Christ. We prayed that God will bless them. We prayed that God will show them favor. We prayed that God will open the eyes and the ears of their understanding. We pray for dreams and visions. We pray the spirit of love of Jesus Christ to fall upon them and inhabit them. They may come to know God. We prayed for those. They stood outside demonstrating. 12 imams flew from Beirut. Kamal Saleem is a liar. These Christians are bad Christians. We're praying for you, dudes. What are you doing? You're the enemy because you're praying for us. We prayed for our nations. We're praying for reconciliation among the church, black and white, yellow and pink and green, to come together because we are the bride of Christ, one nation under God, free from spot and wrinkle. We don't have discrimination because you look brown or black or yellow or ink or whatever color you look. We don't look at this. We look at you as the son and the daughter of God. And if the church doesn't have this level of understanding, we're going to lose the battle. Heavens is filled with color. God created all color for humanity. We are all equal in gestures. Do not look at yourself that you are bigger and stronger. He said, among you, the leader among you, let him be the least. He washed their feet. Today, that happened. Let me tell you the rest. This is getting better. The media. We came, we spoke at the mayor's office. We came, spoke there at the breakfast. The media came and put trash about Kamal Saleem in the mirror. Weren't you there? This guy interviewed me over there. I gave him line for line. And he went over there and he told a completely different story. What have you done? They already decided. The media becoming the whore of Babel. The media is prostituting itself for Satan himself. The media, many times, they are not fighting for this nation, but we declare and decree in the name that is above all name, the media is for us. Start speaking it into being. The media is for us. Everybody, the media is for us. The media is for us. The media is for us. The government is for us. The military is for us. We are the people. It's a declaration. God spoke and things happen. And when we speak, God moves. The education system. Do you know all, that's A-L-L, that's English word, and in the southern word it's called all y'all. All the public school books are printed by two Islamic organizations. Who gave them that? What happened? Who awarded that in the government? Infiltration. In his the fifth and sixth grade, Islam mentioned 170 times, Christianity 6 times. Brainwashing. When I see children like these two up here, and these two over there, and all the other children that they are sitting here and there, it makes my heart flutter. This battle is not about the retiree. The battle belongs to the Lord, but here's the rule of engagement. We have to bring the men, the women, and the youth. These three elements must be by every pastor adopted and taken in and teach them everything we have. It's time to throw the TV out. It's time to concentrate, throw the computer out, the iPad, the impad, the outpad, whatever pad, and look at the pad of heaven and earth. And when we come over there, the life of God is going to come in us, and the Spirit of God is going to move on the surface of the deep. And we're going to rise like a children of God. First, we have to let go of what we have in our hand so God can surrender what He has for us in His hand. The law enforcement. You know that the law enforcement asked us to give class here? They're going to teach. And the Islamists retaliated and they canceled the whole thing. Why? They succeeded. Because they retaliate. Poor me. Well, I'm onto you. The intelligence services, the political leaderships, or ship, whatever you want to call it. I put S on everything. The medical and pharmaceutical. They're buying in medical pharmaceutical. The stock exchange. They're trying to buy the stock exchange. They bought the Oslo Stock Exchange by 55%. United Kingdom Stock Exchange by 55%. The American Stock Exchange today, the prince from Saudi Arabia, Prince bin Abdulaziz, is buying as much as he can. Fox News, they own 15 to 16% now. They're trying to buy Fox News. They're trying to move it to UAE because it speaks against Islam and speak in conservative things. Well, they really don't speak against Islam. They speak about the truth. Military leadership today in the military is chaos. You go to Guantanamo Bay, the chaplain, the Muslim chaplain, are telling these people what to say and what not to say and taking it back and communicating with the terrorists, and they cut 3 chaplains so far. Why the media is not talking about this? Because they are owned by Islamic petrodollar, and that's what you pump in your car every day. Our lust for oil is what destroying us. Start digging oil in the United States of America. Start making a difference. Start standing for your right. Start electing those who will stand for America. People who will serve this nation, not people who are sucking toes of the enemy, who bow before them and submitting to them. Banking system. Sharia law banking in the United States of America. It's coming soon. Wait and see. And there are so many more. I can talk about this more and more. But here, all y'all, you have to bring me back in here so I can do a seminar on this. Pre-Islam, Islam, after Islam, what happened and where Islam is mentioned in the Bible and what's going to happen next year with Islam. The Arab Spring that's taking place in the Middle East, it ain't Arab Spring, y'all. It is an Islamist spring. Hosni Mubarak made a peace treaty with Israel and America. He was a friend. We helped him all the time. He was a different man. No doubt he stole money and he lied and he did a lot of things. But show me a man that does not. What happened is our government destroyed him. United States of America. And the new government over there are killing Christians today. The soldiers are running over children by their tank. The Coptic are being butchered on the street. Their churches are being burnt. Nobody's standing for them. Look at Beirut, Lebanon. Hezbollah and Hamas and Fatah, Ikhwan al-Muslimin, Muslim Brotherhood. The Christians are squeezed all the way to the mountains. They don't know when their last breath is going to come about. Where did it go? Turkey, less than 5% Muslims. Philippines, all over. 97% of the world issue are Islamic. 97%. Why? Because they're trying to spring to change the world and declare their Khalifa. And once that done, it's a completely different world. You say, Kamal, how can you tell me the Arab Spring, it's an Islamist spring? Can you prove this to me? Here's the other good piece. It's called The Project. The Project is made and written by the Muslim Brotherhood. They found it in Sweden, and they found it in Annandale, Virginia, right in the shadow of the White House. That's where the document came from. Where do you find it? Holy Land Foundation trial. Google the Muslim Brotherhood Project. Read. My people perish for the lack of knowledge. The first phase will happen in 2000 and between 2000 and 2003. This phase is known by the awakening. The Islamists will arise and they will hit the United States of America. What happened? They declare war. The second phase, it happened between 2003, 2006. It's called the eye opening. Now the moderate Muslim start being recruited and raised up by whom? By radical Islamists. And now they build armies. The project. The third phase, and this is described as the arising and standing that take place between 2007 and 2010. This is when they start turning moderate Islamic nation to radical Islamic nation. We are living exactly in that spot in this hour. It's on time, it's precise, and we Americans sending soldiers over there to do their bidding, to kill innocent people in the name of what? Islamist Spring. This is not our job. Stay out of it. Our job is to take care of the problem that we have here. Stay at home and take care of our people who are starved and hungry and out of job, 14 million people. The church must arise and start reaching for those people because the government is not going to do it. You are the solution. I'm not going to tell you about the rest. But I'm going to tell you about the last phase. It's the seventh phase. In 2020, America will be a Muslim country. That's what they said. 2020, 9 years from now. 2020, America will be an Islamic country. America will fall. America no longer will be an authority. It will be no longer led by American Constitution. It will be led by an Islamic Constitution. Sharia law. Write this name down, OIC. And that's not a Pepsi product. The OIC, it's called Organization Islamic Council. This organization is made out of 57 nations. They're Islamic nation in the United Nations. Our government is in trying to empower the United Nations. These people are in charge and they lead in the United Nations. They're Islamists and their sole goal is to bring about the caliphate and declare one world order under Allah. And today they are here meeting in America with in our White House for what? To break the First Amendment in the United States of America and declare different amendment. People, blessed is he of the Lord. Today, the truth has been served. The word of the book of Ezekiel, he said, and choose a man from among you and let him sound the alarm when he sees the army coming. And if he doesn't sound the alarm, then the blood of the nation is on his head. But if he stand and he sound the alarm, that the blood of the nation is on their head. Today, this word of God has been fulfilled. You've been served. I can't do it. I don't know how long I'll live, but as long as God allow me to live, I will fight with my last breath. To live is Christ and to die is gain. I have chosen already. Why? Because as we were destroying the United States of America, one day I was driving down the street in my little red Mazda RX-7. This little girl, she was so beautiful. 5-speed. 2 doors. This girl go any place I tell her to go. She does not fight with me. Black leather seat, Bose system. Tweeters, didn't have tweeters at that time. Teed up, going down the street, shifting 5-speed. I was going somewhere. We're changing America. We plow on your field. The jail system, we thrive on the black race, and we told them today, Islam is coming to free you from your slavery by this country. America, the white need to ask the black for forgiveness. The black need to ask the white for forgiveness. The Mexican, the Oriental, whomever you are, we need to ask for forgiveness. Healing must take place in the land. And it's greater is he that is in you than he the one in the world. And when you bow before them and you say, forgive me, the Lord of the host will be exalted. And when we do this, the giants of the world will start shaking in their shoes. And what happened, they would know that the great church is awakening. Because as long as we divide it, they're going to win. And there, in the jail system, we grafted them into Islam, into the nation of Islam, into many other. Today, more black men are being recruited to Islam than any other thing. May it not be. We could not leave them behind. The motto of our army, of our country, no man left behind. We could not forget about them. No. They're the sons of God. Love them. If you love me, Peter, tend my sheep. Well, they bat all the time. Blah. Love them. They poop all over themselves. Love them. It's not about you. It's about God and his kingdom. And if we don't make our differences, the enemy is going to take us out one by one. We're going to lose the battle. This man cut in front of me, and I hit my brakes, and my car climbed up to the middle of the road, spin around, and goes to the other side. And I had a story just like Jonah and a whale. It's called Kamal Saleem and 18-wheeler. This big 18-wheeler inhabited my little butterfly. My little red car turned to little red croissant. That's a French pastry. And the filling was not Danish style. It was Kamal's blood. Oh, the embedded glass in the face. And I ejected out of the window, out of the T-top. I was raptured 6 feet up to fall in the mud hole upside down on my head, cracking my neck in 2 places. And I cried, Allah, where are you? Allah, help me. That's what I learned, to fight in Allah. And what happened, this man came and he spoke with a southern accent. And he said, son, we're going to take care of you. And everything's going to be all right now. You hear? It's easy for me to speak that because I'm from southern Beirut. They're similar. And I looked at his eyes. I said, Allah, I asked for help. I did not ask for redneck. This man took his T-shirt off, dried the mud from my face, loved on me until the ambulance came, Pastor Joe. I go to the hospital. The orthopedic surgeon, he said, your name is Kamal Saleem. You have no family, you have no friend, you have no insurance. You have nothing. And he smiled with his little mustache and he said, but son, we're going to take care of you. I'm going like, they speak in the same language. Each one, when they talk, they do this. They smile after they say it. I'm going, why are they smiling? What kind of happy meal did they eat that day? And when they said, we're going to take care of you, in terrorism, in my world, if we said, we're going to take care of you, run, Forrest, run. They're coming to get you, Forrest. It's not a box of chocolate. I wake up second day in the hospital. This guy is the head of physical therapy. This guy loved to work out. Every time he walked, he squeaked like a Mercedes leather seat. Just like leather, German leather. He was squeaking. Every time he made a move, he flexed. looking at the paper. I'm going like, this guy has issues. And he was so, this guy was educated, educated southerner. And he said, dude. I mean, that was Texan dude. And what happened? He said, you in deep doo-doo. Sherlock, how did you know that? I'm in a hospital. Wrapped. What are you talking about? And he said, we're going to take care of you. And everything's going to be all right. He turned him with his muscular leather mouth and he went, what are you laughing at? How dare you? We mapped your world. We understood exactly where you are as a society. But now I was mapped. And they speak in something I did not understand. And I was afraid. I was really scared. And now I'm going like, what I'm doing? I start saying, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Depart from me, Satans. This is satanic language. The jinn has found me, the demons. And they're going to come and get me. They're going to kick my shoes off. And I was really afraid. On the fifth day, the first man came to visit me. And as he's visiting me, Mr. Orthopedic Surgeon walked in. And he said, dude, what are you doing here? He said, this is the man I told you about. They start arguing who told who. And then Mr. Leather walked in, and he scared the light out of all of them. Ha! What are you doing here, dudes? They know each other. They start hugging each other, kissing each other, loving each other. I'm going, oh my God, they're not just Christian. They're foofy Christians. Take your hand off him. When you're kissing him, it is not kosher. They said that hospital is going to discharge you. We're going to take you home with us. I ain't going with you anywhere. Infidel. In terrorism, you could not walk away back home because they'll find your cell. They map your name, everything, your address with everybody else. The cell does not know the other cell except one man knows another man. It's a chain. I can talk about a lot of this stuff, but let me finish with this. There, what happened is I came to that place. And there, when they took me home, they gave me the best room in the house. It was so big, it was bigger than my house in Beirut altogether. It has an altar in the middle. It's called rice bed. It has four posts. They go out all the way to heaven. It has a ladder that you can climb up on. I never seen a bed you can climb up to. I'm going like, this must be special. The whole room was filled with lace, pink and white, crocheted. The life of the warrior. They laid me in on this feather mattress, goose, duck, chicken, whatever, feather stuffed all together. And what happened? I was laid there. I'm going like, woo! Heaven on earth. First time I felt that bed. Three little kids climbed on a bed and started calling me, welcome home, uncle, come on. I am not your uncle. Get off the bed, little monkeys. They laid hand on me and they started praying in the name of the Lord. I was trained to fight. And I fought all over, wherever Islam took me. But I was not trained to fight love. Love conquer all things. If you don't know what love is, pray for more love. And when you think that you have enough love, pray for more love. Because you cannot get enough of Jesus Christ. That's what's going to help us win the battle. Life starts changing. The word of God starts walking before me. The man, the way he treated his wife, she'd say, honey, go clean the bathroom. They're coming soon. He said, well, where's the Ajax? I'm going, that's not holy. You're a man. Don't do it. You're an orthopedic surgeon. Don't clean the bathroom. That's a woman job. Come and see it. Is that good enough? No, you missed the spot, sweetheart. You wimp! I'm thinking to myself. But I didn't understand that they were racing to love one another, to lift each other up, to encourage one another. The husband protected the wife. The wife protected her husband. She prayed for his success. He prayed for her health. They prayed for the children. They raised the children. They raised them to be honest, sincere, holy. They did not tell them to deceive or lie or kill or cheat. I discovered something completely new that I never knew in my life. What is it that you have that we don't have? All of a sudden, I was jealous for my God. What are you doing, God? These people are doing things I don't understand. I discovered the unconditional love for the first time in my life. What is the unconditional love that doesn't have self? In my Islam, in my understanding, in everything is conditional. Allah never said one place in the Quran that He loved His people. Not once. Love is something very, very small in Islam. Not even in Hadith or Sharia law. You don't find it anywhere. I'm going somewhere with this. So now I start becoming their friend. They said, Kamal, would you like to be our Nana? You make very good money hourly. I'm going, your Nana. Nana Kamal. Yes, we need you to watch out for them taking that movie once in a while. I'm going like, Mr. Elephant Man, I'm still wrapped all over just like that Chinese wrap. And here I am just going somewhere. I'm going, you want me to be your Nana? And the kids coming to me, Uncle Kamal, can I have some nacho? Go to your room, it'll make you fat. Please, how much cheese you want? I was making nachos. These men will come and hold hand. They make a circle. I'm going, they're going to dance. And they put me in the middle of a circle and they start playing for Kamal Saleem. Give him heart of flesh instead of heart stone. Bless him. Wake him up. Lift him up. Heal him. Show him your favor. The way we prayed in our mosque, it was a little bit different. We sent hexes, vexes, and curses against our enemy. This, they are praying for me. I'm going like, that's a little bit different as the east from the west. So I'm seeing something different. They put a basket, it says for Kamal Saleem. They forgave my debts in full. In full, all my debts were gone. They have friends from all over the world. They have friends came from Israel. All of a sudden, I was hugging Jewish people. I'm going, if my only mom see this, or my comrade, they go like, you're hugging Jews? Yes, and I made falafel, tabbouleh, and hummus, and baba ghanoush for them too. Oh, this lady was sick, and she was supposed to be the lady of the house cooking dinner that night. And she was running such a high fever and didn't know what to do with it. Because they're celebrating this guy, his name is Mr. Potluck. Every time they talk about Potluck, everybody ran. Potluck, where is that Potluck? I thought it's a man, his name is Pot, and he's Mr. Lock. I was really an idiot. And all of them came and laid hand on her. I said, oh, they're going to kill her. And they start praying over her. And she got up, the fever left her. She went to the kitchen, she became Miss Martha Stewart, the vegetable scene. What kind of magic is that? I want to have that. Oh, you can have it, it's for free. Well, his name is Jesus. Well, I'm allergic to Jesus. I can't do this, dude. They're doing things, I couldn't understand it. I thought it's magic. Oh, they're sitting and praying, and they bring in their issue, their business issues, and they're praying about it. And this guy, he declared his issue, and as he's praying, he opened the Bible and he said, oh, he just spoke to me. I'm going, where? Let me hear that. This is what I asked, and this is what he gave me, and I'm going like, oh, how do you do that? Oh, it's magic. Give me that magic. His name is Jesus. I'm allergic to Jesus. This guy, give me the creep. Everyone he touched turned to Christian. What do you do? And now, I was falling in love with them. I just want to protect them. I saw the relationship that they have with their God. It's tangible. they talk to their God, and their God is not ashamed or afraid to say they're my people, and he talks to them back. I'm going, what kind of God is this? Only God who loves his people. A God that has no discrimination. A God that is not accusing humanity in prejudice. A God, he's not trying to destroy mankind because God created them. A man is not trying to put his influence above all humanity. A God that he is selfless. I start understanding. I start measuring both gods, and I start finding what one God says and what the other, and all of a sudden my the gospel of good news of Jesus Christ touched my heart, and now I can see and I can hear. And I was crying because I love my Muslim family. I love my Muslim people. They're good people. They're very good people. They are so generous, they will give you anything they have. But when it comes to the issue of zealousy in Islam and they become Islamists, they will have to kill you. They're commended. So I knew what was the cancer, not the people. The people are beautiful. God loves the Muslim, and so do I, and so should you. And I really mean it. The Muslim are good people. Wait and see. I go to my home. They replaced my old car with a new car. They gave me 280ZX. It's on the house for free. These people knew how to give gifts. This gift, I don't have to kill anybody for it. I don't have to go do a bombing anywhere. It was in the house. So I go home and I'm telling them, I'm not feeling well. Can I stay 2 more months? I'm so troubled that I don't know what to do. I went home and I fell on my knees in front of the eastern window and I cried out to my God, Allah, Rabbi wa Mawlai, Allah, my Lord and my King, why have you done such a thing to me? Dying is what I desire to do. You can kill me every day and I will live for you again, and you can kill me and I will die for you. This is my highest aspiration. But you put me among Christians and I'm confused. These people, they have a different God and they have a good God and have a relationship with him. He tells them that he loves them. I want to hear that you love me. If you are real, speak to me. I want more. Allah didn't say anything. That day, I came to my senses. I thought, I'll challenge Allah. In Islam, if you challenge him, he will kill you if you are a Muslim. I said, if I die today and I see your face and you say, Kamal Saleem, you're going to hell, because I was going to shoot myself, clocking out, escaping. Why? Because if I go home, my family will have to kill me. Today, they have a price on my head. If I go to my comrade, they will have to kill me. They have a price on my head. Government after government, leadership after leadership, they have prices on my head. You go like, why they have price on your head? Because they love me. One of my old friends was texting me, emailing me, and I emailed him. I said, let me borrow at least $5 million. And in 6 years, I will bring you the best ROI in the world. I'll walk back to you, return on investment. And he said, why do you want to do that? I said, I want to advance the kingdom of God. And then I can walk back to you. He said, you're crazy. We're not giving you a penny. I'm in love. There on my knees, I said, Allah, if I die and see your face and you say, Kamal Saleem, you're going to hell, I'm going to say to you, I'd rather live in hell than live with you, because I called upon you and you never answered. I thought you and you never spoke. And I'm asking you in a time of trouble and you never came to my rescue. There in that place, nothing happened whatsoever. The scratches on my face, they're shrapnel and different things. They are not sword or whatever. I went to get my gun and put it in the right place and clock out. And as I came to clock out, I've heard the voice of my father for the first time. He called me by my name. He knew my name. He called me 3 times and he said, Kamal, 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 the Christians, the Muslim, and the Jews, they believe in God of Father Abraham. Won't you call on the God of Father Abraham and Isaac and Jacob? I came to my end. Have you come to your end yet? Have you said uncle yet? This is time when you say uncle. Because unless you come to that place, you're not going to see victory in your life. There, when I heard his voice, I fell on my knees. And I cried out with a loud voice, God, the Father Abraham, if you are real, I want to know you. God, the Father Abraham, if you are real, I want to hear your voice. Well, God, the Father Abraham, came to the room and he filled the room with his glory. And his name was Yahweh. The Lord is one. The Lord is one. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are one. In his presence, there is a fullness of joy. In his head, he's still wearing Jewish shawl. He didn't change his citizenship, his identity, his name. He declared that he is God, and he's still not changed. In his presence, there's fullness of joy, power, healing, love. His face is the light of the world. You say, well, you've seen Satan. Wait to see this one. Because the creation come to know the creation for the first time. No one will know who made you. This is probably made in China, but this is made by God. And everybody know who made him. It's in stone. There I looked at him. I said, who are you, my Lord? He said, I am that I am. I said, what is that supposed to mean? I'm a Bedouin. I have small understanding. He said, I am the Alpha. I'm the Omega. I'm the beginning. I'm the end. I am everything. I have known you before I formed the foundation of the earth. I have loved you before I formed you in your mother womb. Rise up, Kamal. You are my warrior. You are not their warrior. And as I rose up, my neck was intact. My collarbone was intact. My ribs were intact. My hips were intact. My knee was intact. What kind of God are you? My God doesn't heal. Well, I am the Alpha and Omega. I am God that can do all things. I'm a God that created all things, and I've known you and I've loved you. I said, my Lord, I will live and die for you. He said, do not die for me. I died for you that you may live. I could not fathom it. Why do you want to die for me? Because you are very special to me. A God will die for his people? Yes. The Muslims still killing sheep for their sins. Jesus died for the sins of the world. I said to him, give me permission. I will go and grab them by the skin of their teeth and their bare eyelashes, and I will make them Christians. PLO style. He said, the harvest is plentiful. The workers are few. Be an ambassador of mine. My citizenship today is in here. I live in this world, but I'm not of this world. My citizenship comes from high place. And what I choose today, to live for him, even to the last breath, because liberty come by those who stood for this country. That red color on the flag, it says freedom is not for free. It has to be earned. And today, it's your turn to stand for. Kids, 26 and under, stand up. Come on. 26 and under, stand up. I want you to look at them. These are the future. I want you to really look at them. I want you to take them home and throw them in the oven and let them burn. Let them see how they're going to scream and squeal. Their future, their destiny is in your hand. What you do for them is the greatest thing. Who will stand on their wall? Who will tell them nothing's going to happen to you tomorrow? I'm going to finish the last clip, and I promise I'll let you go home. Thank you for standing up. Collect a piece of candy as you leave. As they're playing this last clip, in here we have a gift for the Muslim. It's called Magdalena, Women Delivered from Shame. The Muslim demographic that you saw earlier, we have it here. We have how God is appearing to the Muslim all over, as you will see it in this movie. Go ahead and play it. This is, his name is Khalil. Khalil is a Muslim brotherhood.
Khalil. خليل يا ولدي الكتاب الذي سوف تكتبه
لا إله المسلمين ولا إله النصارى لو كنت إله المسلمين يا رب شيل كل حاجة من دماغي إلا الإسلام
He was fighting the Christians and he was reading the Bible to see their weaknesses
هدو 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 نیستی برو بیرون، بذار خسرو خسرو بمونه.
امون بابا ایه ها ده روکو گوده ایه ها ده زنگی زوا گره کم.
This is madrasa.
Yan su hakuran shida in ban shi suna ta tsaye.
These are my people, whom I love. These are my mothers, my fathers, my brothers, and my sisters. Israel wandered in the desert for 40 years. They've been wandering in the desert for thousands of years. Somebody must turn on light on. Somebody must bring him back home. I can't do it by myself. We need to pray for our Muslim brothers and sisters. Would you pray for with me? Heavenly Father, we lift up the Muslim nation before you. And we thank you, Father God, that you go before them and make all crooked ways straight, that you open the eyes and the ears of their understanding, that you pour out your spirit on them, spirit of adoption of Jesus Christ, that they will come to the table that they missed on, Father God, when they left their father Abraham as Ishmael left. Father God, that they are adopted and grafted to be sons and daughters. Father God, open the eyes and the ears of their understanding. Father God, give them dreams and visions. Enlighten their life, Father God, and drop the scales from their eyes and from their heart, that they will hear your voice and a voice stranger they will not hear nor follow. Father God, bring them to your table. Let them taste your glory and taste your goodness. Father God, and help my American families here, the church, Father God, to become hospitable to the Christian, to the Muslim, Father God, that they bring them at their home and feed them and love them and show them kindness and pray for them and heal them and send them home with the love of God. Father God, help my American family, Father God, not to look at this through the eyes of hate, but through the eyes of love of Jesus Christ. Father God, I thank you right now as we pray this, that you unction my Christian family in the United States of America and abroad to pray for the Muslim, to pray for the Muslim daily, Father God, that they will not cease. Father God, bring it to their remembrance. Bring it to their heart, that they will come and know the desire of your heart. In Jesus' holy and mighty name. Outside, I will sign your book. I'll charge you for it first, and I will sign it second. We have another book. It's called Political Islam. for the teachers and leaders and group cells and what have you. These are very important books to read. The doctrine, Islamic doctrine of Christian and Jews and why they must destroy Christianity and Judaism. I have here another DVD. It's very important DVD. It's with Kamal Saleem. It's what they say to you in Arabic and not what they say to you in English. It's what they say to you in English and not what they say in Arabic. They say two different things. This will explain to you what does it mean that, you know, America. These are very important tools. This is me and General Jerry Boykin. We're talking about terrorism from both sides. He's trying to hunt me and kill me. And they said, well, he's never been a terrorist. I laugh at you. Anyway, and so what happened is, they said, Kamal Saleem never been a Muslim. He's American, pretending. Yeah, whatever. And this general knew how I was, and I knew who he was. And we talked about the issue from both sides. This is the movie Dream and Visions that you just saw, and all these other books. And this is Islam Rising. This is about all mosques, temples, Islamic centers, madrasas, everything they do in the United States of America, and what does it mean to Americans. There's a whole lot out there. If we would love to answer some of your small questions, because I talked forever tonight. And thank you for putting up with me. And may God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America. Until then, prepare your questions, because next time we come in, you need to ask questions. You cannot let me go for free. You really shouldn't. My time is here for you. I'm here to serve you. And you need to ask those questions, and we'll be glad to answer them. And out there, when Kamal Saleem, know that all those accusations, none of them interviewed me or asked me questions. All these are hearsay. God, maker of heaven and earth, is a witness to what I'm saying. Everything they're saying is a junk. Junk. It's a propaganda of Islamists. Anytime they tackle you because they are pained, and I'm going like, holy, thank you, Jesus. I delight in it. Why? Because they want to destroy this nation. You should not let them.